Red A, BBF Mobile.
KE8RUH Mobile.
Yo, yo.
What's up, Dakota?
Patiently waiting to get on to 59 eastbound, watching his traffic jam.
Man, I don't envy you having to deal with Hall Road every day, that's for sure.
Honestly, coming and going to work, not bad. If you want to leave during the day, nightmare.
Yeah, I can imagine. Hey, you know, the other night you were saying, you're thinking about buying another one of those Aero antennas. I didn't get the use out of that one that I thought I was going to. If you want to, I think you sold to me for 2.25 or something like that, if you want to buy it back.
Yeah, let me think about it, because I was off around the idea of doing some satellite stuff now that I don't have any interference. But, not until the fall, because if you walk outside of my yard right now, you get dive bombed by every insect in the world.
Yeah, well, that's going to change really quickly here soon, I would imagine.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm one of those weird people that hate summer. Can't stand when it's over 80 degrees. So I'm ready for those I can see my breath mornings.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. If it could be either 75 year-round with no humidity, or heck, I would even take, I'd probably take fall or maybe even winter year-round.
Yep, same here, dude. Like, I can wear jeans and everything every day. All day, that's all I care about. My breath in the morning and then at night, wake up, there's frost on the truck, that's all I'm about. This 18 degrees, 85 degrees, is like the humidity, I'm just it's disgusting, I hate it. Is that a PDF back to you?
Yeah, for sure. Hey, what'd you end up having for dinner last night? Did you guys get carryout? Hunting this weekend, or what do you got cooking? Anything good?
No, we've got a wedding Saturday, and then I think it's just youth hunt weekend, so I can't hunt unless I take, I guess I can take my 4-year-old, but she hasn't shot or anything, so I'm not going to do that. And we've been on farm tags, so we've been shooting deer all summer, but it's like the same thing, right? Like, there's one night we shot 3 deer, it was 85 degrees, so that was a nightmare. Not doing that again.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's like, drop it and immediately process it.
Yeah, I mean, fortunately we don't have to track them, right? Because you're allowed to use rifles, so frequency legends, they don't go far. And then we got to gather them up, we got to clean them, and then we got to pack full of ice and get them to a processor within, like, a couple hours. So it's like, this is all while you're eaten alive by flies and mosquitoes, so it's just not enjoyable.
Man, I figured you would have done all your own processing, not taking it somewhere.
Nope. Don't have the patience. Don't have the tools. Don't want to be able to disposal. For the $150 it costs to have someone else do it, and it's vacuum sealed and labeled and deboned and delicious, it's just a no-brainer. It's not worth the time.
Yeah, I can imagine. I know, that's the way I would do it. All my buddies that live over by where you used to live, those guys process all their own stuff and have it down to a science, but they've been doing it that way since they were kids, so it's like second nature. But, man, I can't imagine the work that goes into it.
not worth it. This dude with his bike stopped behind me, I swear to God. But yeah, I'm pulling the office here, so I'll let you know that arrow. I can't remember what I paid for it. I feel like we barter back and forth all the time on stuff too, so I'm gonna really decide if that's something I'm gonna get back into or not, or if I'm just gonna allocate some more funds to the HF side of stuff.
Yeah, let me know. I would imagine as the weather gets cooler and in the winter, it would be really good out by you, but whatever works, man. I'll get some use out of it sooner or later, or if you want it back, you can get some use out of it.
All right, man. Sounds good. I'll catch up with you this afternoon. Pulling up our spot. N-A-T-S, that'll be good.
K-A-R-U-H, mobile and monitoring.
Bye-bye, Dakota. Well, good morning, man. Morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Sean. I was wondering if that was you, but I couldn't tell until you cleared your voice.
Yeah, those were the first words out of my mouth. I wasn't ready for that. Oh, man. So I processed one in my life. I said, yeah, not again. It's like Dakota says, it ain't worth it. But I'm glad I did it once, but that was enough.
I can imagine. Yeah. I would pay for it to be done unless I was with the guys I grew up with that do it, and then I would probably take notes and help out, but wouldn't be my first choice.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of work, and, yeah, especially, you know, you get it all bagged and sealed and marked and all that stuff, so have somebody else deal with all the leftovers. Yeah, it's an easy decision, but, no, I can see, you know, I know there's guys that do, you know, it's my buddy Carl up in Alger at the time. I don't know where he's at now. I haven't lost touch with him. He's probably gone. He's considerably older than me, and this is back in the 80s. But he always processed his own. So, you know, just a matter of how you view it. But to me, like, I agree with Dakota. Yuck. Let somebody else do all it. It's just messy and time-consuming and a lot of work.
Yeah. Hey, are you around tomorrow? I have those, I was going to grab a couple of those PDUs, throw them in my car, and maybe make my way over to Mount Clemens at some point during the day, if you're around, and see if those will work for you.
Oh, yeah, just let me know. Just let me know, and I'll... you know, come meet you or come get them or whatever, you know, and you don't have to do a special delivery, but, I mean, you're welcome, but, it's awfully nice of you, but, no, just let me know whenever, and, we'll make it work.
All right, yeah, I work from home on Fridays, so, you know, I might be able to get out and do it. So these things are not tested, so I'm going to grab a couple of them. We don't actually have the ability to test them, but they came out of a working environment. So, yeah, we'll get it figured out and make sure that they work for you and go from there.
All right, cool. Sounds like a winner. Then, maybe I can blast on that way as well. Maybe do Charlie's for lunch or something. Who knows? But, all right, we'll figure it out one way or the other.
Yeah, we'll get it dialed in. I just would prefer to get them out of my car tomorrow. Don't want them in my car or in my garage. If I bring one more thing into my garage, my wife's going to kill me. So, get them out, get them into your hands, and hopefully solving some of your problems.
Yeah, Yeah, we actually have them at all the sites, and then where we're partnering with Central Michigan, they have their own. And it was theirs that took the hit. But theirs wasn't, everything on theirs wasn't UPS. You know, they had their PDU. We have our PDU on a UPS so that anything that's plugged into it will get the benefits of the UPS. So I got to be, mindful of what kind of draw I put on the thing. And that, and a repeater's out of the question. But Fred's didn't have any kind of UPS backup on it. It was strictly just the control outlets. And so I picked up, I think it did have a battery backup at one time, but it's long expired. So I was able to pick off one of his ports, and that worked. You know, somebody gave me a suggestion. I didn't even think about it, but just get, one of them Amazon or Alexa or Google Home controlled outlets. I don't know what kind of power they'll pass, but there'd be an easy way for me to do it. I could just say, Alexa, turn off Mount Clemens repeater. Alexa, turn on Mount Clemens repeater. That would be a way to do it, but I actually have one of those, but there's the right way to do it for the PU, obviously.
Yeah, and now that for the moment you have a source, doing it the right way is probably the best way.
Yep, absolutely. So, all right, yeah, I look forward to that. We'll see how those work out. And then, hell, if they're good, we'll figure out how many you've got and work something out, work out a deal. But I got three sites currently that I wouldn't mind getting something in. But we earmarked some for those sites, but it's not like I don't have them. It's just we had a malfunction. Boy, a lot of fog today over here at 16 Mile and Mound, and quite thick.
Yeah, it's quite thick. I think I'm in your neighborhood. I'm at DeQuinder in between 12 and 13, and you can't see the treetops.
Sort of a little chit-chat over on the other side of the radio. But, yep. So, that time of year get really cool. Get foggy when it's starting to, until it burns off. Oh, man. So I was in the field yesterday. I was, had some contractors doing some work at one of my sites, and pretty much I just had to spend the day babysitting them, working off my laptop in the car. That was an interesting day, to say the least. Finally get back to the shop today to figure out where I'm at.
Yeah, sitting in a car all day is not fun, and it's even less fun when you're not driving it. But assuming all those PDUs work that I have 36 of them right now. They're really nice ones, so hopefully they work for your purpose, and they'll be drastically less expensive than what they run brand new. So we'll be able to work out a sweetheart deal for you.
Roger. All right. I'll have to get a hold of our buddy Fred. He's the one that has the deep pockets for that stuff, even if they're not that deep. But, yeah, remember, what did he get? He bought like 70 of those wise boxes.
Yeah, he bought a lot of them. That was funny. But, yeah, I mean, those things seem to be working well for you guys. I've been on the lookout for they make a smaller one, a 3040, that people are turning into nodes, into all-star nodes. But, man, we haven't seen any of those, I think, since I started looking for them.
Yeah, those are really cute. I picked one of them up to play around with, and I got a working All-Star 2.0 on it. And it's a little bit of a PETA because they don't have an SD card. Right, not an SD card. They don't have a SSD drive. They only have that eMMD flash memory. And you got to kind of, like, if you want to install something on it, you got to kind of finagle it. You got to get it on there, and then you got to boot in, and you got to edit a file to have it point to the proper startup file. It's not hard, but it's a little bit more difficult to get one of those set up. And then it is flash memory, you know, so I don't think it's going to be quite as robust as having a legit SSD in the thing like the 5070s have. But having said that, I'm sure it'd be fine. They're very cute, nice and compact. And one of the best things is they run on 5 volts, so you don't have to have any crazy power supply. You can, you know, what I do is I take one of those little dollar DC to DC converters and I give it a, you know, give it a good stiff 5 volts, and then I can power the thing off just about anything I find from 6, 7 volts up to, you know, 20. It'll regulate it right to a perfect 5. And so if I'm using it in a repeater environment, you know, I can just tap it off the back plane where I find 12 volts or something, and, you know, that little board will give it a nice perfect 5 volts. So anyhow, they're just a little bit, they're cute, and they're small, and a lot easier to power.
Yeah, I can definitely do that. But they're nice and small, like you said. I'd like to get one, and then I could make my other node that's mobile and kind of stays in my car, and I can use it all the time. And then I would have everything covered on Node. But right now, my Node just stays in the house because it's easier that way.
Yeah, I think I'll get that. I think I'll upgrade that. I made that 3040 into a Node for the 2.6, and then I changed my mind and went 5070. So it's just been sitting there. I think I'm gonna redo that with ASL 3.0. And I don't know if you've monkeyed around with that ASL 3.0, but you gotta use that. Of course, you know, the ham VoIP's only for PIs. But the ASL 3.0 is very much improved. The whole installation experience is very much improved over the ASL 2.0, which wasn't horrible, but there were just a lot of things. They made a lot of assumptions. And it's a real problem sometimes with these guys that know everything. You know, they're like, you know, so ASL 3.0 is you do a Debian install on your device, and then you install it as a package in Debian. So then if you have something like, you know, people are asking, like, you know, well, how do I do my Wi-Fi? And they're, you know, because on Ham VoIP they had a menu item where you could actually go through and manage your Wi-Fi connections. Very handy. And in ASL 3.0, instead of saying, oh, you got to actually do this like this because that's actually a function of the operating system, not a function of All-Star Link. So therefore, you know, instead of just explaining it and, you know, pointing, you know, you get this kind of like, well, you know, well, that's not All-Star. That's part of the operating system. You idiot, you know, and then now you got to go digging around and figure out, you got to start reading in the Debian, you know, forums and all that, and, you know, to try to figure out how to do this, and then you find out that there's another package that they don't even tell you about that you can use to, you know, it's just, that's the whole, you know, it's just that, you know, there's, that's the whole atmosphere over there, and that's why Ham VoIP was so successful. But it's getting better, you know, but they gotta just realize that they're marketing a PI appliance version of ASL 3.0 now. You're gonna have people that are gonna ask what you consider simple questions.
Yeah, you know, that's why I haven't monkeyed around with a lot of that stuff, because it is very, there's a lot of elitist mentality when it comes to a lot of that stuff, and I don't know much about it, so sometimes it's easier to stay away from it than it is to get involved in it.
Well, I hope you never get that impression from anybody over in Who Cares. Everybody's been pretty forthright with information, and I don't think that's what you mean. But yeah, you're right. There's a, you know, there is sometimes that kind of like inner circle kind of crap going on, and it just turns people off to stuff. And then, you know, and then of course they just double back and double down and say, you know, well, we didn't want their kind anyhow. It's like, you know, okay, great, bully for you, great for the growth.
Yeah, for sure. No, nobody at Who Cares over Who Cares group has been like that at all. Everybody's been super helpful. I've got a ton of help from Dakota, and any questions I've ever had, everybody answers like at an alarming rate, so it's been super helpful. I probably wouldn't even be involved in radio anymore if it wasn't for meeting Dakota and finding people to actually talk to and with a knowledge base to help me out.
Yep, nope. It's good stuff, and everybody loves sharing the knowledge. All they want is people that are really want to learn it. You know, it's like we did a thing a few years ago. We had a DMR primer at a friend's. He had an outdoor barbecue place, and so we had this big event there. It was just to teach people how to program their own DMR radios, and it's involved. DMR radios have a definite learning curve. So we had this primer, and we had a bunch of guys that knew how to do it came with their laptops, and very successful. A bunch of people showed up, but we found that a lion's share of them, a great deal of them, they didn't want to learn it. They just said, you know, they just wanted to hand you the radio and say, here, program my radio. And it's like, you know, I mean, I don't mind doing that for friends, but you know, it gets old and tired, and you know, just, you know, the idea of that thing was to get hold people's hand and kind of try to help them understand what they were doing so that they could do it, you know, and it turned into more of a, here, do this for me thing. So that kind of bugs me a little bit, but still, I wouldn't be rude to anybody about it, just kind of not do it again.
Yeah, for sure. I would love to learn more about DMR. I actually have a few Anytone radios and have gotten to the point where I only use them for analog because I haven't figured out DMR enough to actually use it and haven't put the time to it.
I'd be glad to help.
What do you hate? Maybe I heard wrong. I thought he said I hate something. But now anyhow, yeah, DMR's a feral monkeys. And probably the easiest one is fusion. And it's probably the most prolific. And there may be a those two statements may kind of like be why. Fusion sounds good, it works good, it's easy, and there's a lot of fusion activity around. In fact, there's a fusion repeater, like, right in your neighborhood, and it's connected up to the greater fusion network. You know, then DMR has got, there's plenty of DMR around, and a couple of different systems, and the DMR is kind of more the, you see that in both the commercial world and the amateur world, so you know, there's a lot of commercial radios. I'm sure you'll see a lot of DMR stuff in your line of work. So, other than the radios, pretty much anything with a XPR. So if you see some XPR 5550s or 7550s, that's your Huckleberry.
Yeah, you know, I kind of had that Anytone working for a while, and then I figured out that I wasn't able to get into any DMR repeaters from my house, so it went by the wayside. But I have threatened many times to get a fusion radio because, like you said, there is a fusion repeater that I should be able to hit with an HT from my house, which is abnormal because I can't hit anything with an HT from my house other than the Detroit GMRS repeater.
Kate, he's wearing somebody else in there. But,
yep.
No, I'd like to change that. I have something in the works. I'd like to get something for this system there. I mean, at minimum, a receiver. How do you hear this system, this one, where you're at? Can you hear it okay? If you were able to get in with if there was a receiver down there, would you be able to hear it adequately?
You know what? I'll have to test that this afternoon or tomorrow with an HP. Usually when I'm at home, I rarely grab an HP. If I do, I just go right on GMRS because I know if I'm in my driveway, I can get into the repeaters. I'll let you know. But, yeah, anything, I mean, there's probably not much I can help you out with, but anything I could do to help to get something down in my area, let me know. I'll try to assist you in it.
Yeah, I got a couple of ideas, and, you know, the problem with this, this one is frequencies. You know, there's not a lot of UHF frequencies available in Metro Detroit. So how you do it is, you know, I could do a satellite receiver, you know, could do something like that, of course. But, you know, then that means that you got to have ample transmit footprint down there or else, you know, why bother? But that might be enough. You know, I don't know. I have thought about going to a extensive receiver system. And it would also allow me to up the ante on the transmitter as well, you know, by pulling the receiver out of the main transmitter site. I can run full snot out to the antenna. No duplexers or anything, no loss. I got a 250-watt transmitter. If I just beamed out 250 from the main site and then just off-sighted the receiver, and put in some receivers, it's had me thinking lately. Oh, man, look at the line at Starbucks. Good Lord.
You know, Sean, I will tell you this. If I can hear in my neighborhood, I still don't know that, judging by where you've told me your daughter and son-in-law live, I don't know that they'd be able to hear down there, because they're a few miles, you know, 4 or 5 miles as the crow flies from me at least.
Yeah, I got to test that myself. I, you know, as many times as I've been sitting there with my radio, I just can't recall. I know I can work the Detroit, like you said, the Detroit GMRS pretty easy. And, you know, so is that. But, really, I'm just curious about the transmitter footprint. You know, if the transmitter has adequate coverage, you know, even if it's a little light, but you can still hear it, you know, then it's just a matter of getting receive coverage. That's easy to work out. I can work that out one way or the other. I got two or three ideas for that. But, all right, well, like I said, try it out and see. Let me know. Be curious. Start looking heavily into getting something going on down there.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Maybe one day I'll get you on the radio and I'll just drive around that whole area and give you signal reports or something. That way you can have it plotted out where you think what you're able to do with it.
Yep, that'll work. So now I got to decide, do I want to stop at Mickey D's? Yeah, I think I will. I'm not a big fan of their coffee, but their iced coffee's not terribly bad. Maybe I'll do that. You got to have something though, right?
Yep, just resist getting breakfast. Don't do it. I know you want to. I want you to. I want to, but don't do it.
Oh, why not? I was gonna.
Oh, I knew you were going to. I'm here to talk you off the ledge.
Doritos, one hash brown, and one iced coffee.
Sounds delicious, with hot sauce. Don't forget the hot sauce.
Morning, Jets, WATIO. Quick question, Sean. I don't know if really anybody knows the answer, but is there a 2 meter or a 1 1/4 meter repeater around at all? I kind of was looking. I really haven't been able to see too much, at least that a friendly that I would recognize.
Looks like Sean got lost at McDonald's.
N-H-K-P-P.
Good morning.
Good morning. He's probably at the drive-thru where the drive-up window, the jack-in-the-box thing. Hey, if you need help programming CMR radio, I'll be glad to either walk you through it over the phone or meet you in person or what have you, you know, show you how the ins and outs. It's not that bad. It's just that you have to get like 3 or 4 things right in order for it to work. Otherwise, the repeater ignores you.
That would be great. I will try to get in contact or make a mental note of your call here. And when I have some time and we could both figure it out time-wise, that'd be cool. I have been close to figuring it out, I think. But, you know, there's, like you said, if one of the three things are off, it doesn't work. So just a little better understanding would probably go a long way.
Yeah, where's your home QTH that you were trying to get in? I'm kind of a DMR fanboy. Sean made that reference to the 550 and the 7550. I got a handful of those radios. I love them. But I also have the Anytone. That's a great radio. That's a true ham DMR radio.
Yeah, so I have a Anytone, and but I think you asked where I was located. Home is in Grosse Pointe Woods, Eaton Mac area.
Yeah, you should be able to hit that MI5 Fred repeater, MI5 system with a handheld in your house. Those things have just got tremendous coverage. Search MI5 ham and it'll take you to the website. I'm sure you've probably already been there. And it shows you all the topical coverage area. The thing is absolutely fantastic for coverage. And it's starting to get more and more popular. But yeah, you got to get the right talk group. You got to get the right color code. You got to get the right time slot. You got to get the right frequency. And, you know, you have to get all of it. Otherwise, the repeater just sits there and plays dumb. And then sometimes, even when you do hit it, you don't know you hit it. Because, like on the analog repeaters, you get like a nice courtesy tone. Well, on digital, you don't know if it worked or not unless somebody responds back to you. I mean, because even if the bar is lit up, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's acknowledging anything that comes back out. And they can program them to, like let's say, for example, the MI5 system. They can program it to only listen to, like, talk group 5-1, 5-2, 5-3. So if you try to do something other than that, it just goes, huh, not for me. So, yeah, I'm a fanboy of it, so I'd be glad to help. NAKPP Wally. Sean knows me pretty well, too.
Got my stuff, man.
Hey, Wally, that was N-8-K-P-P, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, awesome. I wrote down your call and your name, and at some point here in the near future, I'll get in contact with you and see if we can link up and I can get a better understanding. Because, you know, I have the radio. I may as well utilize it to its maximum ability.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's fine. I'll be glad to help. I can show you where to go and, you know, things not to do. They, on that 5 system, they kind of like you to join their little IO group, and there'll also be a link there. That way, if they do some special events or they don't want you using the repeater, they fire off an email saying, hey, please don't use talk group 2 this day or something like that.
And but yeah, you should have no problem down there with that. So, okay, Sean, your turn.
Oh no, no, sounds like you're getting stuff done. I'm just pulling into work here, so I'm gonna transition over to the handheld and head inside. Probably won't be back on here for a little bit anyhow. But I just was I had a snafu at the drive-thru, so that was why I disappeared. All right, we'll catch you guys. W8FU.
Have a good one, Sean.
Yeah, I got to get ready to get to work, too. But, yeah, just look me up. If not, Sean can give you my cell phone number or something like that. I'll be more than happy to help. You know, if you want to meet lunch sometime or a cup of coffee, I'll do that. If you just want to do it over the phone, I got the same radio, so I can walk you in over the phone. I can take you to the web links that, you know, that all these different people own the DMR stuff. So, and I know there's some talk of a little bit of expansion on some of that stuff, but that's far down the road, I'm sure. So, I mean, DMR is hot and cold, you know, but I like it. It's either all there or all not. So that's kind of like my fan thing. So I'll be glad to help. So I will talk to you later. Sorry I didn't get your call or your name, NAKPP.
Sorry about that, Wally. My name is Anthony, K-E-A-R-U-H. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Thanks for the advice that you've already given and any future advice, and we'll catch you later. 7-3.
Oh, I've looked you up one time before. You related to the guy that owns all those car dealerships? Same last name?
No Ventimiglias that I know that own car dealerships. But, and I'm not related to the folks that have the market either on Dodge Park.
Okay, popular last name. Okay, talk to you later. Meaning KPP.
Have a good one.
W8HBX, W8HBX, KF8AT. This is Whiskey 8 Echo Oscar East Lansing.
I thought I heard Jay mentioning something about temporarily moving your net until you guys are, I know you guys are working on stuff over there or something, but I haven't been following it all. I haven't been on Discord over there in a bit, getting caught up, but I assume provisions are in the works, so that's good to hear. And yep, I'm on my way to Sterling Heights, making my way to 127 and 69 here.
Okay, very good. Yeah, this repeater is very strong here. I'm in East Lansing, up by Lake Lansing Road, Myers, so you're not too far away, going by our front door. We're finishing up on a grant that we got from the ARDC 2 years ago to do antenna restoration and to, get things cleaned up after the pandemic. So we're still looking for a tower rigger and somebody that can hoist the new beam up on the tower on the roof of the engineering building. So if you know anybody like that, let me know. We do have a couple of people in mind, but nothing is certain yet. Glad that you're on Discord. There are a lot of people on there, and a lot of people having fun just meeting hams that they never knew were in the Lansing area. Are you doing much with DMR, K-A-J-D-S, W-A-D-O?
And I have not been recently, and if you don't remember, I was talking with you quite a bit this winter, getting those other talk groups programmed in on DMR. We were, DMing in Discord. So that's who you're talking to right now.
Oh, no, I get it. Sure, I remember very clearly. I was trying to get onto some of those subgroups of 3126 for the TechNet and so on and so forth. I had a problem with my MD380, the TYT rig that I use on DMR. The thing is basically locked up. I can't seem to get it to connect with the cable, and the driver is in the cable. So I haven't had time to play around with it. I mean, it works. I can't get off of 3126 or whatever the code plug has in it the last time it was available. So it's kind of a halfway usable radio. It's just fine as long as I don't try to change anything. KJDS, WADO.
AWO.
Another station in there. Go ahead.
This is November 8 Whiskey, Juliet Lima. N8WJL. His name is Jay. Did I hear somebody say they're in Lansing?
Yeah, we're both coming in through N8OBU Dansville link into that system there. But I'm also here in FBI Machine in Warren, all the way into Lansing this morning. Band conditions are pretty good. Over.
Roger. Yeah, I'm going through, is it Warren? Because I'm in Detroit, and I was just kind of wondering because I heard the other gentleman say, I think he said it's in East Lansing. So just trying to make sure, see if a band was open or this machine was linked or what. Yeah, so. All right, so coming back, let me know, N-A-W-G-O.
Yeah, the machine's linked through the Central Michigan Emergency Network and the FBI network. So there's four or five machines over there in Detroit. And it comes over here to Dansville, which is just a little bit south of Lansing area. But there is an opening because I can hear that the Warren machine all the way here into Lansing this morning, so. And hearing stuff all over. I mean, I'm hearing GMRS repeaters out of Wisconsin that are getting into our machines here. So these foggy, cool mornings are good for that kind of stuff. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Well, before last, I was talking to a guy in, well, I'm in Detroit and talking to a guy in Flint, in Michigan, and I was talking to a guy in New York, Buffalo, New York. So, yeah, it looks like there's a slight band opening now. So, okay, all right, well, I'm going to scan the band and see what else I can pick up. This is November 8th. We're just leaving.
All right, we'll catch you later there and have fun. Over to you, Ed. K8JDS.
Okay, Jason. K8JDS and N8WJLWADO. Yeah, very good. I did hear that net this morning. Wasn't sure where it was coming from, but it seemed like everybody was linked in on EchoLink and then coming through a repeater somewhere in New York State. Or maybe it was the one that you're talking about in Warren. But they were getting check-ins from all over the place. Very interesting for 440. So, yeah, you were saying about DMR and whether you were doing anything with that. I have not been active on DMR. You know, talk with 91 is about the most interesting thing for me. And then 3126 within that on Monday night, but just haven't remembered to check in. K8JDS Mobile, WADO, over.
Yeah, that's about all I partake in at the moment. I tune in at least on Monday night, and I do have a mobile set up here in the vehicle with me for DMR, and I catch a couple check-ins here and there, or people throwing out their call. I've heard you once in a while on 3126, but I gotta finally put a dedicated mobile 50-watt radio in my work vehicle, so getting on some more analog repeaters. Traveling the state, I can find a lot more action on that, and GMRS has really been taking off lately. So I've been enjoying that too. We got a few new repeaters in our area for, you know, GMRS that are up now, and we're catching a lot of new guys over there. And hopefully, handing them up into the ham bands. Hopefully, it's kind of the gateway band, so they say.
KHADS, WADO. Yeah, you're exactly right, Jason. We have a young fellow over with Michigan State Radio Club, and he was giving a fellow who is GMRS, who just got his ham radio license, he was giving him two repeaters, two old repeaters from the 80s or 90s, analog repeaters, and he was going to try to hack around with the two of them and make one that works, and he was going to put it on GMRS frequencies. So, yeah, that's the thought, that you know, just like in the older days, people would migrate over from GMRS into the ham radio bands and get their technician general extra class licenses. So that's great. That's a move that's going on these days. So where are you located now, Jason? K8JDS, WADO.
Well, we're 69 eastbound at, I got a mile marker coming up here. Mile marker 99. Just, the next exit would probably be Perry. Still coming in on 5 watts low power on this radio, over.
Yeah, you're doing okay. I can tell that you're moving away from the repeater. So what do you switch over to when you get closer to Flint, over?
There, I just bumped the power up to medium. We'll see if that's any different, but I'm just scanning, so, I mean, there's a GMRS repeater in Flint. I can probably pick up the stuff out of Detroit from Flint as well. Right now I could, anyways. So, once I get out of here, I'm just going to be scanning the bands, and wherever somebody's calling out on, I'll tune in for a bit, see what's going on.
Very good. Well, that's the way to do it. That works. Yeah, I'm making the, going up to medium, which must be about 10 or 15 watts, did improve the signal a little bit. You're just getting a little bit of flutter, not bad at all. So I see that Jay put up the change in frequency for the Michigan State Club Net tonight at 8 p.m., and we'll be using the two repeaters. This one, KD8IFI on 442.525, and then also N8OBU 444.575. So that's really good. Very, very nice, and we're very appreciative of these two gentlemen for letting us do, temporarily use their repeaters for our net until we get ourselves situated a little better. K8JDSWADO.
KCID. Still, I'll have to remember to try and catch you guys out there tonight. Usually I just come in on All-Star because repeater conditions aren't always the greatest for me to come in off a handy talkie anyways, but being over here, it's almost right in the backyard, so we'll probably catch you out there tonight. I'm going to cut you loose here, and work was trying to call me. I had to ignore a phone call here. I better get back and see what's going on. So 7-3's for now, Ed, and we'll catch you later. WADO from K8JDS, 7-3.
Okay, Jason, very good. Drive safe. We'll talk to you later. There was another station in there, so this is W8EO with K8JDS signed. W8EO standing by.
KF8BRD. Just heard you got a gentleman out there. Figured I'd say hello to Jason. How's everybody doing this morning?
BID, I didn't get the prefix, but Jason was going to pay attention to work, and so BID, Whiskey 8 Echo Oscar.
My ID is KF8BRD.
Oh, KF8BRD. Okay, I gotcha. All right, you just checked into the Discord page. Let me see here. I know you were asking some questions. Hopefully you were getting some answers. Boy, we got a bunch of people on the Discord page, which is really great. So tell me your name again. I'm sorry, it slipped my memory. KF8BRDWADO.
My name is Jim, out of Grand Lodge, but currently mobile, heading out to do a couple random chores for the boss.
Okay, yeah, no, we met. Didn't we meet up at Sleepy Hollow? Over.
Oh, was that you at Sleepy Hollow? With me, was it me, Jay? And then there's two other gentlemen there, but you were one of the two other gentlemen. I'm really bad with names and call signs still.
Yep, that was me at WADO. And then the other guy was Jeff, Juliet Echo Foxtrot. And he is Nancy 8, Zulu Kilo Sierra, N4ZKS, yeah, he's an N4. He was licensed in Florida. Yeah, we were up there, we were playing around with CW and the little QRP rig and the hamstick and so on and so forth. Yeah, sure. That was us. Over.
Copy. Well, nice to hear you on the air. This forgive me if I'm not understanding every transmission. This, I'm getting a lot of muffle on my end. I don't know if it's my speaker or what, but.
Yeah, you know, every once in a while that happens, but you're full quieting into the repeater and doing very well. We were just putting this in the memory for tonight. The net from Michigan State is going to shift away from 442.9 because the repeater needs some work, and we had two gentlemen on 542.5, 2.5, and 4.475. The two repeaters are going to let us conduct our net here temporarily, so we appreciate that very much. But anyway, Jim, check in if you get the opportunity. KF8BRDW8EO.
Hey, yeah, I might have to check in and see what it's all about on that night, anyways. I'm pretty common into the Wednesday night nuts on the Okemos repeater and then the Philistine and TV nut. But yeah, just looking to check out new ones.
Oh, yeah, sure, by all means. Yeah, and, you know, if you have time to stick around, that's great. If you want to comment, that's great. If you don't want to comment, that's fine. If you just want to go in and out and do short time, that's fine, too. So whatever whatever floats your boat, as they say. But we do count the number of check-ins, so we appreciate that. So anyway, I'm going to pay attention to a couple of other things here. Nice reconnecting with you after Sleepy Hollow and kidding around with Parks on the air. So I'll say 73s, Jim. Good to good to put a name and a call together. KF8BRD from W8EO.
73, have a good day there, sir. KF8BRD, you're going to go back to this one.
K73W8EO, clear.
SMS, NE8XX. K8SMS, NE8XX. I'm a Dansville repeater.
great, VRD.
This is KFA, CD carrier monitoring. KF8CDK, calling station, this is MT-01. It is nice to meet you, MT-01. I just got my tech ticket this morning, actually, and signed up for EchoLink. Okay, nice, okay. You must have filtered in through one of the MSU points of entry, Discord or the website or something like that, because I just got this thing up temporarily to the MSU net tonight on a temporary repeater. Correct. I was referred to this node by Charlie Nolan. He invited me to this net tonight. We're friends. I'm going to call and I'm technically still at work, so I should probably answer it, so I'll let you go. But, yeah, hope to hear you on the next thing, and hopefully all goes well. Welcome to Amateur Radio, sir. It was nice to meet you as well. This is KFHCDK signing off.
KDHVRH, I heard you, Ed, I think.
Yep, how are you doing, Charlie? Yeah, I hear you, you're 5-9, go ahead.
About now, I'm testing low power.
Yeah, it's fine, you're making it into the repeater, okay.
Great, thanks. Talk to you in 15 minutes. 88 here, he's clear.
373, WADL clear.
This is WA9ZZ. Can anybody tell me if I'm making the repeater okay?
Charlie K808, got a full signal.
Been good in East Lansing.
Thank you so much. WA9ZZ.
NC0Y, and also, just so you know, that noise you're hearing on Echo Link, that sounds like a digital mode or something like that, that can be ignored for now. It's not coming over the repeater, it's only on Echo Link. I'll have that sorted out by next time.
Okay, thanks for letting me know. I did hear it just now, so I appreciate that, and I'll just go ahead and ignore it. So, thanks very much.
This is KHGVK here in Williamson. I'm kind of looking for the MSU ARC net. QRZ. WADO KHGVK.
Sounds like the link is broken. They're all on Echo Link right now, so it's not coming over here. KHJDS.
Yeah, I know they're on Echo Link. All that testing, and they're not even on this. Any reason why, or does everybody change their mind?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You'd have to talk to NT0Y on that one, but I'm just monitoring.
Okay, I'll find out later. Thanks, KGVK.
KF8BWP monitoring. KF8BWP is clear.
Evening.
Evening. Tim and Grand Ledge here.
Hi, Tim and Grand Ledge. It's Mike and Danville.
Oh, I heard somebody call, throw a call out, and I figured I'd say hello. Have a good evening.
Oh, that's fine. I don't bite too hard. Sometimes I do, but yeah, not really in the mood to bite tonight. So hopefully life in Grand Ledge is just awesome.
He bites pretty hard. N-A-W-O-T.
I scare people away, don't I, Lance?
Keyed up, and then it was a shorter reply. I thought, oh, maybe he's waiting for somebody else, so I'll get out of here. So... Yeah, nice talking to you. Mike, you said?
Yeah, I own the repeater you're talking on.
Well, thank you for allowing the use of it. I heard another voice out there. I don't know who that was, but hello.
Yeah, AWOT, this is Lance from Lansing.
Two new people for me. just got my ticket in June, so I'm still learning everybody.
Well, you came to the wrong frequency, because we'll pick on you, abuse you, and we don't strictly follow the rules to the point of we're anal about anything. We're on here to have a good time. So this is our hobby, to have a good time, so we're going to have a good time.
you're welcome here anytime. If you can put up with Lance giving you a hard time, you got it made.
Well, if you guys aren't any worse than what the CB guys used to be when I was into that with years and over decades ago, I think I can handle it.
Oh, another F and CB are on ham radio. Oh, God, what do you think, Lance? Oh, my God, it's the end. Yeah, I used to go by 98. I lived in Williamston Arena, 101W with a Dentron MLA 2500 and a four-element beam. Used to talk to Max in Grand Ledge, if you remember Max.
Oh, I do not. This was back in, between probably 95 and 2001, maybe 2002. After that, I got a little more interested in women than I did in radio.
Yeah, this would have been even before that, so. Yeah, well, 90% of us started out on CB, probably 95% of us, so, if you find a ham radio operator that's bashing a CB-er, he needs to get his head out of his ass, because, we all have to start somewhere.
Yeah, roger that. I was Michigan 4 on the floor, KEY 4510. That was back in the 70s.
Oh, we're going to go back to call signs, huh? KNY 8389.
Yeah. My handle on the CB when I was on it was a bit immature because I was only 15 when I started. Lowrider was my call or handle then, so, yeah.
Oh, we don't care. We're not that way. Like I said, we're on here to have a good time, enjoy ourselves and stuff. So, don't mind me. I'm trying to get my stuff together so I go outside and smoke a damn joint.
Yeah, even to GMRS, God forbid.
Oh, boy. Pothead. Hey, my wife's a pothead, too.
I'll be totally honest with you. I don't smoke all day long. I use it for medical reasons. I deal with chronic pain. Usually 10, 11 o'clock at night, I will smoke one joint, and I will eat one piece of candy, and that allows me to sleep at night. If I don't do that, I'm up all night long. So. I don't care. I don't care what other people say. We talk about it openly here. We try to help other people out with similar problems. And you know what? If people have a problem with that, they can go back to their pharmaceutical drugs. I don't like them.
Hey, I'm right there with you, man. I don't particularly enjoy it that much, but I don't care if anybody smokes it all day long as they're a good person. Who am I to say anything different?
Yeah, I quit smoking for 30 years. I did it when I was a teenager. And then I had my two lifestyles and, worked my way from being a PM up to management. And then my health went to hell, and here I am. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Sounds like a good story. I would stick to it.
So you never know if you're going to get on here and somebody's going to be talking about making candy or making RSO or trimming plants or, it's all legal and we don't care,
Heck yeah. We got friends up north that think they're growing like 5 plants right now, so yeah. Well, darn nice meeting you guys. I think I want to catch you two again, so. But for now, it's getting towards bedtime. I still got to do the work thing tomorrow, so. It was nice talking to you guys. I'll get a 73 KF8 BRD, and hopefully I'll catch you out here again soon.
Yeah, you don't have to be a stranger. Yeah, there's a GMRS repeater up in Grand Lines. It's on 462-575. Jeff owns that. KB at FFK is another one of us. Lance owns the one in Lansing. That's on 462-575. And I have one out here in Danville on 462-600. So I've got, I also have the 147-28 repeater in Lansing, and I also have the D-Star repeater in Lansing.
You may be a gentleman I need to really talk to. I just picked me up a D-Star handheld here last weekend at that swap, and might want some tips on programming it. So, yeah, definitely hope I can catch up with you again.
Well, I have the only D-Star repeater in Lansing, so that's on 443 even, all right?
Yeah, I remember trying to program that programming in the frequency, still working on all the call signs for it, but yeah.
Yeah, programming all the frequencies into a D-Star radio is a pain in the ass. I've got two handhelds. I don't have any mobile radios. I can honestly tell you I've keyed up probably three times on the D-Star repeater in the last year. But I know it's still on the air because I checked when I was up there a couple of days ago. Well, when me and Lance went up there, I took a couple of handhelds with me and tried it out. So I know it's still functional. But yeah, you don't have to be a stranger here, and don't be surprised at what you hear. Sunday night around 5 o'clock, there's a net on here that's actually on HF. It's the Amateur Radio Public Service Corps net. It lasts about a half hour. The MSU Club in Lansing asked if they could use the repeater for Thursday night net. I don't know if they did it earlier tonight or not, but I told them they were more than welcome to, so once in a while you hear that. And sometimes you will hear other repeaters from around the state in here. I started Central Michigan Emergency Network back around 2000, and we've got UHF, VHF, D-Star, DMR, T25, you know, our group's got, you know, pretty much everything covered, but yeah, you don't have to be shy, you don't have to be afraid to jump on the repeater, I'll put it to you that way.
Well, excellent. I will definitely try to jump in on this one more often. I haven't heard as much, I've heard a little traffic on it, but I didn't hear much before. But I'll try to start some here once in a while. So, you gentlemen have a great night, and we'll talk to you soon. KFA, DRD, and I'm going to go clear.
Do you need a D-Star code plug to look at the study to see how to set one up, or do you already know how to set it up?
I know. I got an idea of how it goes. If you got any examples, my 2RZ is good, so email me whatever you want to show me on the D-Star side, and that'd be great.
Okay, well, I'm memory challenged. I won't remember your call sign by the time I walk in there. Sounds like you're a bit younger than us two, so I'm at NATOBU@yahoo.com. If you just drop me a message, I'll look at my computer and send you an image. Let's see, what do I have? It's an ICOM, it's a D51, is it D51 Plus, it's a handheld.
NHBOU?
November 8, Oscar Bravo uniform, N8, officially butt ugly.
Okay, at Yahoo. I'll send you an email there.
Alrighty, and I'll try to respond to it. It won't be tonight because I probably won't go back into my emails, but, you know, probably tomorrow. But, yeah, like I said, you don't have to be afraid to come by here if you don't mind a little bit of picking.
Yeah, just fired it off there to you. I won't be a stranger. That's, you seem like a cool group. I'll catch you guys later. Have a good night. 73.
Yeah, we're into a little bit of everything. Cars, quads, motorcycles, drones. It doesn't matter, you know. So, don't be, you know, like I said, you don't have to be a stranger. Go ahead, Lance.
Yeah, Roger. Well, it was nice talking to you. Hope you're not a stranger. 73 to you. Have a good night.
A little pause there to get my lungs back where they were supposed to be. So you have a good day.
Yeah, Roger. Got some work done. Been dealing with a headache, but I don't know, I'll live. I got some, my new glasses came today, and boy, that's been wonderful.
Oh, I was wondering if that's what was causing the headache.
Well, maybe. The new glasses, same prescription. I got some different lenses. Since I got this TV, I think I mentioned to you, I'm having a hard time with getting the screen in focus and having color fringing problems at the edges and all kinds of weird stuff going on.
Did the glasses fix it?
Yeah, Roger that. It's I got some lenses that the index is really low. It's a 1.50 lens, but the Abbey value is really high, which means very little chromatic aberration, and that's where all the problem was coming from. Looking through the upper areas of my glasses, you know, the colors would all try to separate. Not so much with these. Much, much better.
Huh. That's cool. I guess I've never given that any thought, as far as the glasses being that far out that they would, or not the right style lenses, you know. I get a new pair every year. Normally I don't wear them, but I usually get a new pair every year. I mean, by not wearing them, I don't wear the new ones. I used to wear the old ones. I lost the old one, my old pair, so now I've got a new pair on.
Yeah, some people aren't as sensitive to that chromatic aberration, but apparently I was. It's driving me nuts. But I learned a lesson that those high-index lenses are great for lightweight, you know, thin glasses, but they're terrible for the chromatic aberration. So it seems like the lower index have the better Abbey values, and, man, it's a night and day difference.
Yeah, I don't get high-dollar lenses, so... I don't get auto darkening ones. I don't get anti-fog ones, so I probably just have cheap lenses, and that's probably why I've never noticed.
Yeah, I usually middle of the road. I'll pick something middle of the road. Seems like the best value, but I learned my lesson. I tried on my wife's glasses, and I noticed there wasn't any of these aberration problems. I'm going, what the hell? So I did some research, and sure enough, so I ordered myself some new glasses. They're cheap, same prescription, and man, I'm enjoying these. Can't wait to watch a movie tonight.
That's cool. Well, I got part of the building that I was going to tear down today, tore down, stuffed in a 40-yard can, almost got the 40-yard can done. So all I have now left now is the main part of the building, which is about the size of a, you know, I'll say 1.5 car garage, but I gotta wait until next week. I have to wait until next week to disassemble the rest of that because I gotta wait for another 40-yard can to get there. I don't want to, my brain's just not working tonight. I don't want to push the building off the foundation and have it end up into a pile and have to dig it out of the dirt.
Yeah, that would be no fun.
Yeah,
And I talked to the contractor today, and he told me, you know, when you take that roof off? And I said, yeah. He said, leave the two outer walls and about 6 foot of roof for me, would you? I said, okay. I said, it might not be quite 6 foot, but I'll leave you, you know, at least 4 foot of roof. He says, I want it there so I can stand on it to put the first truss up against the other building when I start to get the height right. That way I don't have to do a 36-foot truss off of the top of a ladder. That kind of makes sense.
Yeah, he's thinking ahead.
Yeah, well, then he told me what it was going to cost for the rental for the sky lift to put 13 trusses on top of the building. It's about $2,000 for 8 hours.
Holy smokes. That's for 8 hours?
Correct. I was thinking, are you ready for this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
I've got about 60 foot of Roan 45 sitting behind the barn that I'm never going to do anything with. I'm thinking about making a pick for the front of the backhoe.
Like a pick?
You know, take, say, three sections of tower. That would be 36 foot of tower, or 30 foot of tower. Affix them to the bucket of my backhoe, and then hang a truss on the end of that, and use that to lift it up.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, that makes sense.
See, these are the stupid things my mind conjure up.
Okay, you know best. This guy.
Little bit nice.
Huh.
You can buy chocolate chip cookies for a nickel.
Oh, yeah, and the bake sales, I remember the popcorn sales. I used to love when they did the popcorn sales. Get a bag of popcorn after school for 5 cents.
There, somebody would bring in those candy bars. They used to, I think, sell them for like a quarter, you know.
Yeah, those fundraiser things for the books or whatever. Yeah, those were the good old days.
A ham radio version of back when I was young.
Yeah.
And you know what, Mike, is it times were hard, but, you know, not half as hard as they are nowadays, for one, and for two, I'd give anything to go back to those days, you know.
And with kindergarten, first grade, I walked back and forth to school by myself.
Oh, yeah. Didn't have to worry about some predator coming and trying to snatch you. You know? That was funny, because I was telling them at work one night that, they were talking about what your parents used to tell you, and we would ride bikes or horses. We lived in the country down the road, and my parents used to say, watch out for the streakers. Never seen one, but hey, you know, it was all good.
Yeah, same here. Heard about them. Never saw one.
That was never one.
That's funny.
Okay, Lance, I've got a question for you.
Shoot.
How do you know Tommy Davis?
I know his sister Beth, his big sister Beth. She's a old friend, very dear friend, lady I admire very much. And I've been to her house a few times. She lives there in Danville and met Tom many times. Good guy.
Yeah, I'm just curious. You know, I know him from living in Williamston.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're from Williamston. Beth lives in Danville. I'm not sure where Tom lives now.
I don't know either. Lost track of everybody in my life. You know, I got into that, you know, 70-hour-a-week thing and no life.
Yeah, my ex-wife was from, her family was from Williamston, and Beth was a friend of hers, and she just became a family friend, but even after the divorce and everything, she's just been a good friend. She's a super nice lady.
Well, Warden, what's the animal count like?
Well, so far, one dead raccoon in a row, but I didn't hit it. Somebody else did. And three deer, and so far, that's all I saw.
Yeah, is this dead raccoon season?
Sure is. I've seen a lot of them dead.
Roger, I used to drive back and forth from Lansing to Wixom and then Brighton just about every day, and used to see, it seemed like there was some season where lots and lots of dead raccoons on the road.
Yeah, a few of them don't make the road test. I had one run across the road and dart back across. And of course, unfortunately, I hit it. That was like, I don't know, a year or two ago. I came home and told Mike, I said, something's dragging in the front of the car. I explained to him what he did. I was like, that was the dumbest raccoon I ever seen. He deserved to die.
He got stuck under the front of your car?
No, he took out the fender well.
Okay, that's better, I think.
So I say he was dumb. He went all the way across the road, then turned around and ran back across. You know, it was like that was the dumbest raccoon I ever met.
Sharon said she sent you a couple of recipes to look at.
Oh, cool. I'll look at them later on in a little bit. All right, so I'm home, so I'm going to clear, but you can still talk to Mike. We're going to be sitting outside for a few minutes. All right, KCAQYW clear.
I think I see a ghost.
Well, I think I'm going to jump off, watch a movie with my new glasses. So, hope you guys have a great evening. 73 to you. I'm going to clear. N-8-W-O-T.
All right, take care. Catch you tomorrow. N-8-W. Have fun watching TV.